This was the week of reckoning for primetime television, the week when the major broadcast networks announced their fall lineups. That, of course, means they unveil their new offerings, the shows that will survive to see another season, and the shows that get the axe. Joe Adalian is the TV editor for Daily Variety, and he joins us from Los Angeles. Thanks for being with us, Joe.
Thank you.
First, tell us about the shows that got the axe, and let's begin with CBS.
Well, the big news there was Judging Amy and Joan of Arcadia. Judging Amy was sort of expected, but Joan of Arcadia is really a surprise in the big picture. Even though its ratings have been trending downward and there were some evidence that the show could be in trouble, it shows how quickly a show can lose its audience. A year ago, the show was up for an Emmy, and everyone was talking about this show that really touched very young viewers and was poised to be a breakout hit that would last for many years. But the audience was sort of ignored by its creator, Barbara Hall, and I think that the audience abandoned it, and CBS decided to say goodbye.
And, of course, the big story over at CBS, the decision to drop the Wednesday edition of 60 Minutes.
Big news to some degree. Most of us in the industry who cover it from this coast weren't surprised. It was the oldest skewing show on CBS's schedule, and CBS has come a long way from 10 years ago when it was known as the Geezer Net. It simply can't tolerate shows that have such poor demographic performances, especially in a time slot as important as 8 o'clock. It was just time for the show to go.
Joe, we've talked about CBS. Let's turn to the other networks. I want to remind you of some of the predictions that you made last time we talked to you about the lineup. You said that the NBC show American Dreams would go away. You were right on that score. And you said that there was one big question mark about what would happen to the Fox show Arrested Development.
It's back. That's one of the best things that happened this development season.
And it also speaking there as a professional or as a viewer of Arrested Development.
Well, both, because I think it fits into a larger trend that happened at this upfront, which is networks are trying, when possible, to be patient. And Arrested Development is probably the crown jewel of sitcoms right now, having won the Emmy last year. And its return indicates two things. One, comedies are still struggling, and it's worth having a show that at least has a strong, loyal core audience. And two, that maybe networks are finally realizing that comedy takes time.
What about new shows? And Joe, I got to tell you, when I look at this list, it seems to me that the networks will try almost anything.
Yeah, every year there are always a few weird shows out there. One that drew sort of laughs at CBS's upfront was something called The Ghost Whisperer, which is a concept that critics will laugh at, but could actually catch on with viewers, because essentially it's Ghost. It's the Demi Moore movie remade, but with Jennifer Love Hewitt in the lead. There are also plenty more crime dramas on the network schedules. I don't know how many or more deviant crimes can be explored. I don't know how many units of police departments can be discovered, but apparently at least about another 10 more, because every network now, except maybe ABC, has one.
When you look at the shows that will disappear and the new replacements, the shows that are also moving on the schedule, what's the larger message here? What does this say about the state of network television?
It says, first of all, that network TV, despite all the hype from cable, remains a strong industry. I mean, the fact is the four networks were up this year or flat overall. This was a season in which network TV demonstrated its ability to draw big audiences and get people talking like it hasn't in years. Lost, Desperate Housewives, Grey's Anatomy, Survivor, which was reinvigorated this season. Fox still has American Idol, which just draws 30 million viewers when it comes towards the end of its run. Network TV remains very powerful, but they can't see the fact that there is a bigger issue out there, and that is erosion is real. And I do think networks need to be thinking about bigger picture and not just about the current ratings game.
Thanks for being with us, Joe.
Thank you.
Joe Adalian is the TV editor for Daily Variety.